I'm speaking to Seamus McDermott, the president of the Dundalk Rotary Club this morning. A very good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Adele, and good morning to your many listeners on Dundalk FM.
Seamus, it's come to this time of the year again. Of course, as we know, next Tuesday is Pancake Tuesday. But it's a big morning for the Dundalk Rotary Club.
Yes, it's one of our major fundraising events of the year, probably in conjunction with the Christmas Remembrance Tree in Errol Street. It's been running for more years than anybody cares to remember. It's always quite successful, and our patrons are very loyal to us. It's a marvellous opportunity to collect funds, all of which we distribute among local charities.
Seamus, you did say it was running over, as we said, we can't remember the number of years it has been running. Do you find it's the same people who support the breakfast every year?
Well, it is in that, you know, our members are allocated tickets to sell, obviously, and they probably have a client base, for want of a better way of putting it. They have a list of friends or colleagues, and probably the feel that they're tapping, if you like, the same people each year. But overall, people are very, very committed and very appreciative of the work we do. And, you know, there's a cost to individuals. But once people acknowledge or understand that the money is going, and it's a unique day, it is the start of Lent. I mean, it's no coincidence that it's held on that day. You know, people decide to make amends or to do something for the period of Lenten period. Mm. And
the feast this, before the, Lent,
this
yeah.
This is it, and this, you know, their contribution. And you can be assured that we have very little or no outlay, obviously, other than the cost of running the event itself. But there's no personal gain for anybody. So the funds are amassed and then they're distributed. And people acknowledge that, and people see the work. And our many recipient group, charity groups around town, fully appreciate that.
Seamus, I do know myself and Porrick have gone up there many a morning and have spoken to some of the people who are involved with the Rotary Club, and I do see the wonderful attendance that's there. But what I gather from it as well, it's a wonderful, enjoyable morning.
Yes, a lot of people come in groups, friends or neighbours, and make a social event out of it, which is what we want. I mean, the breakfast element is the focus, in that people come along and dine, and we have free newspapers and orange juice, and then the pancakes. You're assured that you'll have at least one pancake on Pancake Tuesday. But we find that people are coming, you know, as individuals, but also groups, whether it's corporate groups, work colleagues, friends or neighbours. So yes, there is a big social element to it.
And I do see it's a lovely opportunity too as well for people maybe to catch up and network as well, because maybe that's the only time of the year they might see each other.
That's true. And, you know, we kick off at 7:30, so people can come early. You can, you know, extend it, not have the quick rushed breakfast that you might have maybe as a business meeting, because it runs from, say, 7:30 right through till 10:30. People can take it easy, you know, have the conversation, which is such an element of the whole thing. And again, that's back to the whole social aspect of it.
I can't let you go either. Just you didn't mention there earlier that this is one of your biggest fundraisers, but then we've just come through Christmas, and I did see, the, as always, the wonderful remembrance through that tree that the Rotary Club put up at this square. And it looked to me now that there's lots of people couldn't pass that tree. It's become very important, and it's become really a part of Christmas now at the square.
Yes, that's so true, Adele. And this year in particular, the tree was just absolutely picture perfect. Mm. It looked really wonderful, and in conjunction with the lights in Errol Street, it just added to the whole ambience of the place. Yes, it's a great social community event. You know, the object obviously is to raise funds, and we do raise quite an amount of funds. People are very generous, but there's also the catharsis, if you like, in that, you know, it, for a lot of people, it provides an opportunity at Christmas to remember somebody in Australia, somebody who has passed away recently or a long time past. So for a lot of people, it could be the only real meaningful thing that they will do around the Christmas period, apart from what I do myself, the commercialism and all of that. So it's a very effective social community event, and then the amount of money that's raised. And I heard a statistic at Rotary, the national organisation, 35 clubs in Ireland, north, south, east and west, involved in the Rotary Tree, the Remembrance Tree project, and €250,000 in total raised for distribution. So it's highly significant. And we're very grateful to people, obviously.
Absolutely. Can I just ask you one question? How do you choose the recipients of all the funds that you gather during the year?
Well, some good questions. Some of the groups we've been working with for a long, long period. The Birches, for example, everybody's familiar with the work the Birches do. And unfortunately, the increased level of work that they're being charged with because of, you know, increasing dimension, whatever. The Birches, for example, actively participate with us on the Remembrance Tree and provide manpower. So other than that, we take, you know, requests. Members put forward requests. We get written requests. People identify situations and, you know, we examine them. We look at the merits and, you know, as with any democratic decision-making process, we make judgments and, you know, and we tend to budget and allocate funds on the basis of what we see as a case-by-case basis.
And again, I suppose I can't not mention either, you know, yourselves, the Rotary Club, and I know, can I ask you how many years have you been there, Seamus?
Yeah, well, I'm really a newbie.
Are you?
5 years, I think, is the nearest round figure. I am a newbie. But the club has been going, we have celebrated our 50th year a couple of years ago. We're always looking for new members. I mean, like any organisation, we need new vitality. And I'm not necessarily talking about age profile. I'm just talking about getting people in with new ideas, fresh ideas, in more vigour, people who want to serve the community, at the same time have a social engagement. So we're always looking, I mean, it's any gender, any creed, any colour, it doesn't matter. We're always delighted to have new members.
And I suppose you still meet every Monday in the, is it the Windsor still?
We meet at 1 o'clock in the Windsor. Some people choose to dine at that time and that's fine. We probably are moving a bit towards evening meetings or gatherings and making a social event around those. So that possibly might be the future. I'm not sure. The members will decide that. Because I know that the lunchtime, for people who are actively working, obviously, Monday lunchtime mightn't be the most suitable time. So we're going to review that as we go forward.
And again, just to go back to the breakfast next Tuesday morning on Shrove Tuesday, I'm sure tickets can still be purchased, but if not, can you still go up on the morning and pay as you go?
Absolutely, Adele. That's very important to make that point. Even at this stage, anybody who's listening to your fine show who can gather a few people together just off the cuff and say, you know what, I heard that on the radio or I read it in the paper. Why don't we do something with Lent coming up and, you know, neighbours, friends, family, just go up. There's a table at the door. If you have a ticket, fine. If you haven't a ticket, you can purchase a ticket there and then. So it's there for everybody.
And again, Tim, as I suppose too, if you can't even make the breakfast, but as we said, it's the beginning of Lent and a lot of people will be probably trying to make some kind of, they're going to fast, maybe they're going to give up something. It's usually a time of trying to give up either cigarettes or alcohol or, you know, maybe cut down on chocolate biscuits or, you know, to make some type of sacrifice. So maybe it's a time maybe to, if someone is going to do that, and maybe they could make a donation even to the Rotary Club and, you know, whatever they give up, save a few pounds and give it in.
That's it, yeah. I mean, that's the concept behind the Trogry campaign. You know, what you save, In theory, it's not, you know, it doesn't always work out that way. I mean, sometimes you say, well, if I, you know, discontinued some habit or practice, that I could be a millionaire, but it never seems to work out that way. But no, you're right in what you say, Adele. If people feel that they will have made a saving of whatever substance it is, they can pass that on to Rotary or indeed any charity.
Yes, of course.
Any charity. Yeah. The vast majority of charities are bona fide and do good work. And we're not competing with any other club. You know, we're a group
you
of
do your best, yes,
yes, we're a group of like-minded people who have a community conscience or maybe even social conscience or want to pool resources that as individuals we can do, well, with individual limited resources, we can't do an awful lot. But when we come together as individuals, the outcomes of our coming together are many multiples of what any one individual could do on their own. And that's the way I look at it.
And yes, and the Rotary Club have been doing it, as you said, for over 50 years. And may it long continue. I'm sure, because I know all of the well-deserving causes, and I know from speaking to the Birches on regular occasions just how grateful they are to the Rotary Club, and because without them, some of the services that are given here in Dundalk would not be possible. So, Seamus McDermott, can I thank you so much for joining me this morning, and I hope you have a great day on Tuesday.
Thank you very much, Adele, and to Dundalk FM, and for all your kind words and support, and just to call on people to come out and support us and have a good breakfast morning for yourselves. Thank you very much, Adele.